darlings, second show done and dusted. If you missed it, lucky you got the podcast. On today's podcast, we're talking to What's So Not and TK Miser, two incredible local talents. Plus, we're exploring the evolution of Gaga as her album goes number one around the world.
No matter who you are or where you're from, get swiping, clicking and tapping. Get us on demand.
Just search Ash London Live.
It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go.
The best of the stuff you know and love. And breaking tracks from your next favorite artist. On air, online, and streaming across the globe. Yeah. Unlock, plug in, turn up.
Ash London Live, baby.
What a night to be alive. Back for a second night. Part of me was thinking maybe we'd get the call up this morning and they'd be like, you know what? It was great while it lasted, but Ash London, you kind of suck. Thankfully, we're back, and the music gods have blessed us, fellas, with so much amazing new music excitement magic today.
Yes.
So we've got Lady Gaga dropped a new album, Joanne, which we know, but it's gone number one all over the world. So we're going to celebrate the incredible evolution of Gaga. I mean, people think she's a pop star. She's so much more than a pop star. Plus, we've got two huge Aussie artists on the show tonight that are doing big things. Any guesses, boys? Luke?
Flume, maybe?
Kind of like Flume, but not.
Okay. I know. Is it High Five?
Draco, once again, thank you for your incredible music knowledge
on this
show.
Massive in Asia.
Are they, though?
Yeah,
we're not in Asia, but thank you so much. You look very chic tonight.
Obviously.
In 10 minutes' time, I'm going to be playing a track that I think is going to absolutely blow up all over this country, hopefully, from a guy called Rag and Bone Man. You're going to love it. And also, today is the 30th birthday of Drizzy Drake.
Drizzy Drake!
He looks good for 30, doesn't he, boys?
I didn't realise he was that old, to be honest.
Not that 30's old, though, is it?
No, but like I thought he was like 24
it'd be fine
or 25.
If, you know, you were a female radio host who was 30 years old. That's fine. Let's get some music on, shall we? This is a real grower. It's a happy song. It's a joyous song. And it is a sexual song. So we're going over to Sweden for this one. It's Naked Sexual on Ash London Live.
Ash London Live, baby.
We are loving playing Simulation on air, and TK Miser is one of my favourites right now. Hey, girl.
Hey, Ash.
You are now touring across the States. So much is happening for you. Where are you in the world right now, and what did you do today?
Well, I just got to LA from New York, so we had soundcheck, and then now we're heading back to chill out.
So much is happening. You're in America. You're touring. I think it would be easy for you to just kind of go along with the flow and settle into, you know, getting a bit complacent and letting people kind of do stuff for you. But Simulation, the new single, touches on some of those themes about not being complacent and enjoying the moment and not kind of getting stuck. How do you keep changing it up and not getting comfortable and really enjoying the ride?
I think it's just, like, important to try and find something new all the time. And I guess, you know, when you go somewhere you've been before, you try, like, explore, and that's kind of what I do when I feel bored.
What good does your exploration look like? I mean, when you're in somewhere like New York, how much fun do you actually get to have? Are you going out and seeing gigs and hitting up bars, or are you hitting your hotel room and sleeping and having spa treatments?
I don't know. Usually I like going for walks and stuff to look at parks and museums and stuff, so that's what I did.
Speaking of, like, taking time out, we spoke to one of your mates, Emo from What's So Not, and he was saying that recently in New Jersey, he went surfing.
Yeah, he loves surfing.
Yeah, but he said the water was like brown and disgusting.
Oh, ew. Well, I'm not sure what it looks like over there, but I don't surf, so I have no idea.
I'm speaking of What's So Not. He actually, when we chatted to him, we said, hey, we're going to be speaking to TK this week, and we asked him to ask you a question for you, and then you can answer it.
Okay.
All right, TK, be honest with me. What didn't you like about the bus tour?
So we know that you went on tour together. There was lots of time in the bus. Be honest. What were the parts that you did not enjoy? Does he snore? Does he have stinky feet?
I think the least favorite thing was just the fact that we didn't have any showers. So sometimes I, like, went 2 days without taking showers and it wasn't fun.
Oh,
probably the worst thing.
I never thought about that. Surely. Where did you shower? Like at hotels on the way or venues?
Yeah, sometimes you had to find like a hotel, or but sometimes the venues didn't have showers, so then you had to like wash yourself in the sink or something with like tissue paper. kind of weird.
If I were you, I'd be yelling, Nicki Minaj, get to shower. Where's my bloody shower?
I was basically like that. Maybe not intense, but yeah.
I can't imagine you ever yelling at anyone, TK. You seem like a nice person. There is so much kind of more pressure for female artists and female rappers to look good. So that would be even worse. Like, you want to look good. I've seen some of the outfits you've been pulling out at some gigs lately. Like, you're looking banging. Surely that would kind of make it even worse when you're like, I need to look good.
Yeah, and I felt like really bad because some of the clothes they were new. And then I'd be like, oh, cool. No shower. I'm just going to wear this right now. What can you do? Not sure.
Exactly. But I know that you've been doing more kind of like choreography on stage as well. So I'd imagine that by the time you get off stage, you're a sweaty mess anyway.
Yeah, well, I usually am anyway, but yes. Sweaty times as usual.
Who doesn't love getting sweaty? Hey, let's get sweaty now. TK, stick around. I want to chat to you on the other side. Right now, though, we want to play Simulation. It's Draco's favourite song. He wasn't a fan, but now he's a fan, and we're so stoked to get it on air right now on Ash London Live.
Ash London. Ash London Live.
Now, I read a quote about this, your new album, TK, about how it's kind of about knowing that you don't need anything or anyone to be strong and you can kind of find everything you need within yourself. Now, it took me 30 years of life to kind of come to that place, but you are nowhere near 30. What do you think's happened in your life to kind of help you get there?
Ever since I was young, I've, like, travelled and moved houses and, like, schools a lot. So I think it was just the fact that my life's always been constantly moving.
Hmm.
And I've had to adapt to, you know, meeting a lot of new people a lot of new places. So I think, I don't know, I think that's what's helped me. And then doing music as well, you kind of have to grow up really quickly because you're traveling alone a lot.
How do your parents go with that? Are you like, when I go like interstate for the weekend, my mum calls me 100 times. Are your parents like on the phone and on WhatsApp heaps, or are they used to it now and they kind of let you do your thing?
They message me on Facebook like quite a bit, but I think they're used to maybe not getting responses really quickly or not hearing from me for a while because I don't know, I'm really bad at responding to things where I just see things and forget that I have to respond.
I'm all about that. I know you've worked in the past with people like George Maple and other kind of incredible local artists, and it's something I talk about so often with Aussie artists that are often on the road. It's this idea of an Aussie posse. So it's like Australian artists and you're always traveling, but when you see each other, it's like, hey, do you feel like you have a little posse of like Aussie artists that are kind of, you can catch up with or you see on the road and hang out with and you kind of get each other and you get the process?
Yeah, I think whenever you see lots of familiar faces around, you know, the world, it's like we've almost become family, or even if we don't make the same kind of music or if we don't, I don't know, play the same type of shows all the time, it's like everyone's kind of happy to help each other and, you know, like cheer each other on as the journey goes on.
After the tour, when we got the release of this new album, what is happening for you in the next kind of like 6 months? Are you going to be on the road? Are you going to be back home touring this album? What's the GO?
I think it's a mixture. Like, I'm meant to go to Europe in November, and then I guess I'll be doing some summer festival in like over the New Year's. But I think after New Year's, it's kind of like up in the air if what happens.
Well, TK, we can't wait to hear what you get up to, and we can't wait to catch you in person in studio soon, babes.
Well, hopefully see you sometime soon.
What a legend, Draco. We love some TK. Back to the music now. You guys have been loving this track. Heaps of tweets yesterday through on @AshLondonLive. Kid Echo, George Quayle, this is Crank It, and then open parentheses. Whoa, close parentheses. It's like the full title of the song.
I want me tell them.
Shake that boom, 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 boom.
Ash London Live.
He is MO from What So Not, and he's chilling in New York City. How you going, mate?
I am. I've just got here. I had, I did 29 shows on the bus in a month. And yesterday was my first day off here in New York. So I'm kind of coming just back to reality now.
How does one deal with 29 shows and a bus? Both of those things would make me have a full-blown anxiety attack.
And we actually wrote a lot of music and were really productive, surprisingly. You can sit around and watch TV and nap all the time, or you can go and exercise in the morning and write beats, and we chose to do the latter.
I love it. Well, you are a bit of an earth boy. I know that you kind of surf and you bodyboard and kind of do all the outdoorsy stuff. So it's cool that you got to keep doing that while you're on the road.
Yeah, I do. I'm actually, funny enough, trying to chase a little bit of the tail of this hurricane swell up here in New Jersey and going surfing in the morning.
That's so Australian of you. Hurricane? Oh, how's a surf, mate?
Let's get into it.
I imagine from like watching Jersey Shore that the beaches wouldn't be so nice.
Well, they're actually really gross. The water's all brown. It's usually snowing. You usually only get good waves when it is snowing. And it's just, that's the experience. You go in a full body wetsuit, the full headgear, everything, get out there. Sure, there's plenty of sharks and that, but nothing different to Australia.
Now, I think Nashville, I think like, howdy, how you doing? It doesn't really sound like the kind of place that would be getting down to what so not, but the Twitter video says differently.
You know, funny enough, you mentioned Nashville. I was actually passing through there a few years ago, and that is the city where I finished an older What's It Not song called Gemini.
Cool.
And it was really cool. Yeah, so I have a bit of history with that town.
Was it time for you to reflect on the past couple of years and how much success you've had?
It was actually tough to reflect on the bus.
Fair enough.
Too much. I'm generally quite a reflective person, though, and I do like to do that. And I'm sort of in that zone currently now that I have finally some time by myself and in peace and silence and in a bed, and there is a shower there, and there is real food. But it is always cool. I often find I'll start an idea in a city and it's hard to finish it unless I can either get my mental state back into however I was feeling there or actually physically travel back to the city.
Enjoy New York, mate, and hopefully we'll catch you at a gig soon.
Thanks
somewhere
so
in the world.
That'd be really cool. Let me know anytime you want to come down. Thank you, Ash.
Draco, confirm or deny, did he just ask me out on a date?
No, he absolutely did not.
I was just checking. That's fine. I'm going to die alone.
Debbie Dallas.
Let's play The Weeknd and Daft Punk. This is Starboy.
Like or a hater, no one can deny that Lady Gaga is a force to be reckoned with. Her new album, Joanne, went number one overnight, so we thought, hey, let's celebrate the Gags and take you back to where it all began. I'm talking back in 2003. Yes, that's 13 years ago. How crazy is that? Where Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta, her actual name, was a student at New York University. She was performing originals all over town in, like, jazz bars like this one.
We are a generation twisted by a myth, confused and ludicrous.
Not only a singer, she also fancied herself a bit of an actress, and she was in MTV reality shows as an extra.
I'm gonna vomit. This is disgusting. Oh my god. What's up? Who puts that in their mouth?
Then in 2008, the transformation into Lady Gaga, which is pretty much like an alter ego for her. The huge album, The Fame, dropped, and nothing was ever gonna be the same after that for her. Her debut single as Lady Gaga was this one. Yeah, Just Dance went to number one all over the world, including Australia, as did her follow-up single. How good was Poker Face? Then came Born This Way. It was the 1,000th number one in the history of the Billboard charts in America and became the official LGBT anthem of the universe. I don't know if you guys remember Mardi Gras that year, but it was pretty much just Born This Way on repeat, sung by thousands and thousands of lubed up men in G-strings. Delicious. Gaga changed it up again. She surprised us with a bit of a duet with Tony Bennett, the jazz legend, showing us just how versatile her voice can be.
I'm alone when I blow my lamp.
That's why the lady is a tramp. Go!
Then 2013 was the year of art pop for Miss Gaga. Pop wasn't much of a critical success, but she still sold 2.3 million copies worldwide, which I'm sure she was still pretty stoked with. Then in 2014, she was back with Tony Bennett. They did a whole album together and scored a Grammy for it. No big deal. In 2015, she sang The Pants Off, a Sound of Music medley at the Oscars.
I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
I think most of the world at that point went, wow, this girl can really, really sing. Then Julie Andrews came out and they hugged and I cried and it was super, super beautiful. And that brings us to 2016, the brand new album, Joanne. Now, the guests she's enlisted on this album prove just how much respect she's garnered among her peers. First of all, the whole album was co-produced by this guy. Yeah, Mark Ronson. They hit Rick Rubin's studio and they got to work. Kevin Parker from Tame Impala was there, Father John Misty, Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine. I think Lady Gaga describes the process best in her chat with Zane Lowe.
I felt so embraced by contemporary, you know, boys in the business who are real kind of music nerds.
Look, no one can deny it. The past 8 years, Gaga has shown us that she has versatility and a creative vision that not many pop stars can hold a candle to. I'm not really a huge fan of Gaga per se, but I can't deny that she's incredible. And I'm kind of loving her new album, Joanne. There's even a song on it about women getting busy with themselves, if you know what I mean. Lady Gaga. A+, 10 points, 5 stars.
Built for the nation
with dedication.
This is Ash London
live.